Let us sing this evening in Psalm number 42, Psalm 42, and we're going to sing the opening verses 1 to 4. Psalm 42, like as the hart for water brooks and thirst doth pant and bray, so pants my longing soul, O God, that come to thee I may. Psalm 42, 1 to 4. Let us now join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are conscious always of the need for the illumination of the Holy Spirit as we try to understand the gospel and as we try to live in the light of the gospel. We are conscious that we are wayward and weak, and sometimes, indeed far too often, we are downright deliberately wicked. And as we seek again this evening to call upon the name of the Lord, help us, we pray, to remember that the scripture is written to encourage us, to remind us that God is a living God, who not only does things and who speaks, but who listens and indeed hears the cries of his people, the God who responds to the cries of his people as we sing and pray and as we try to live in obedience. The God who is the great I am that I am, the Jehovah of Israel, the Holy One, the only living and true God, the one who is described as great and the one who is gracious and glorious. We share in the sentiment of the psalmist when he cried out that he was longing for the living God. Not simply a religion and a God of imagination, but the living God, the personal God of Israel. And this is our prayer this evening, Lord, as we try again to come before the throne of grace and to pray and to make our supplications known. We give thanks for the opportunity to gather around the scriptures once again. We give thanks that we have scriptures to gather around, that we have the inclination in our hearts to hear God's word and to make the effort to set time apart in order to concentrate in seeking the Lord, and indeed in finding the Lord. And so as we gather here again this evening, help us, Heavenly Father, to remember that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, that this is the gospel message, this is the heart of it, this is the end of it, this is the purpose of it, this is the foundation of the gospel. Not only that he died for us, but that he rose again. And as we have been reconciled to God by the death of his Son, how much more so we shall be saved by his life, the living Christ. And we pray that in the light of that resurrection, the reality of it and the implications of it, that we would believe and obey and love. We give thanks for the communion of saints once again, for the encouragement that we give one to the other, and for the knowledge that as we gather here once again in these strange circumstances, that we are not alone, but throughout the whole world, every nation and kindred and tongue is represented at the throne of grace, and we join simply as a small group of a great company that no man can ever number. And so we pray that we would take heart, that thy sovereign power and purpose is accomplished, and what may be mysterious to us is not mysterious, or unforeseen, or in any way unknown by God. And we pray that we would remember that even in these days all things do work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. The church, the worldwide church, always kept in the hand and in the purpose and in the love of the Lord. We pray for one another. We pray for those who are laid aside in sickness. We pray again for the bereaved. We pray for those who are in any distress and loneliness at this time. We know of some. We know, O God, that our world is a world of lonely people, a world of fearful people, a world of people who are afraid concerning what tomorrow might bring and concerning what death might hold for them, afraid to live fully and yet afraid to die finally. And we are conscious, O God, that this is the mark of sin and ignorance and alienation. And we are reminded of the terrible tragedy that we read of in the early chapters in Genesis chapter 3, where man is cast out of paradise and the door is shut against him, and out into the world we go to wander and to sweat and to earn our bread with difficulty, and all the ills that we are heir to, exclusion from paradise and only one way back, through the flaming sword that will smite the shepherd and bring peace to the hearts of all those who believe in him. And so we know that there is a way back, and the door to glory has been opened through the precious blood of Christ, the righteousness of his obedience to God. Where Adam failed, Christ succeeded and was victorious. And so as we think of these things again this evening, O God, help us to remember that grace is stronger than sin, that love is stronger than the wiles of the devil, and that salvation does far, far more for us than what we lost in Adam, our first parent. So we gather in hope again around the scriptures to learn of the consoling words of the gospel, and may we listen keenly and learn more and more what it is to live by faith and not by sight. We confess our sins and our failings, our weakness and our waywardness, and we seek mercy as always and grace always to help us in our times of need. Lord, this is our prayer. For thy glory we pray, through Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to read in the letter to the Hebrews and in chapter 4, beginning at verse number 14. and through chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 4 at verse 14 and to the end of chapter 5. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession or our confession. For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honour unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he says also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears, unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, or being a son, yet being a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And so on. And we remind you again of these notices, the Wednesday meeting at 7 p.m. and next Lord's Day 10:30 a.m. at 6 p.m. as usual. And once again we would encourage hearers to log in to these transmitted services. In these days of church closure, the Word of God is still available to us, not only in the sense that we can read it, but we can also continue to hear it, and indeed hear it fresh each week, as we are accustomed to do, three times a week. Just because churches are closed doesn't mean to say that preaching is to come to an end, or that hearing is to be, as it were, postponed for another time. So we continue to encourage you, and we continue to be encouraged that some are listening in. And always, of course, we welcome visitors to join with us in hearing the word of the Lord. And the offerings, as usual, are able to be received. Well, these are the notices. We shall sing now further in Psalm number 42, and we sing from verse 5 to verse 7, verses 5 to 7, Psalm number 42.